Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and I'm with...
Come on, man.
My band, Baloney.
Yeah, all right. Okay, you could do better. It's okay. I know it's Saturday.
It's Saturday. I'm not fully functioning
today. You're planning on getting wildly drunk later?
Oh, I said right before we started the show, I said, I want to get so drunk, I pee my pants. That's my goal. No absinthe. Absinthe. Yeah. We're going to press. That's where we're going afterwards. Come meet us.
Why don't they buy ad space on our show?
I would never want to take money.
They
from
should
them.
No. Take you.
I should take that money.
So much money into that place.
Can I? If I, you yeah. want to take a guess how much I spend there a month?
I don't know. I want.
I want
to
you
say,
to guess. It's obscene. It's embarrassingly obscene.
I want to say at the tax year when you do your taxes.
Yeah.
And you have press show up on whatever itemized thing.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a good $5,000 to $6,000 a year.
Go higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, do the math. I go every day, and I probably spend about $30. Least I spend is $30.
Every day.
Every day, almost.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Sometimes you just leave money there.
Sometimes I just leave money there. I probably spend a good $1,000 a month there.
So you spend
on booze.
$12,000 a year.
Probably.
At a restaurant.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Wow.
It's a write-off. Business.
It is technically a write-off.
It's embarrassing how much money. I spend about $30,000 on booze a year.
All right. I could see that.
I don't spend $30,000 a year.
I could see that.
I don't. I wish I did.
I knew a dude who spent...
I know people that do that, too.
I know a dude who spent $30,000 in 4 weeks on booze. Is he would go to like these late-night clubs and just buy everything for everybody.
Oh, that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
There are people that drop like $30,000 at my establishment.
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Who wrestles?
Who wrestles? WrestleMania's over.
No, it's not.
Yeah, WrestleMania's
still going,
over.
Man. It's still on the air.
I do not spend $30,000 on booze. I'm sure I'm going to get an email from someone who'd be like, that's obnoxious. You ask for Patreon money and you can take ad money and then you spend $30,000 on booze.
Yeah, fucking suck it, all right?
We're doing a show on a Saturday morning because we had a very busy week and we were kind of wrestled out. So we wanted to do it on a Saturday, and then we're going to go out afterwards. But it's a beautiful day here in New York.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
As you look out, the window that's not open.
The window's not open. It's a beautiful day here in New York, so we're going to go and enjoy our afternoon.
It's gorgeous.
But WrestleMania was Sunday into Monday morning. It ended at 12:30 in the morning. We did a pre-show that day. But, dude, nobody stayed till the end. Everybody left.
I left. Right after, when did I leave, man? I left like during my cab ride home was the Nia Jax match. So whatever placement that was, like when I got home, I planted myself on the couch and I barely made it through the rest of the pay-per-view. I remember kind of like dozing off during the main event. Mm-hmm. And then you know what woke me up during the main event?
What?
People booing.
Oh, that's what woke you up?
I was like, why are people booing right now?
So, NXT was phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
Which we spoke about.
Yes.
You got 2 5-star matches.
Yep.
Johnny Gargano has 2 or 3 in 1 year? 2?
Two and a half.
He has 2 5-star matches in 1 year. NXT has had 3 5-star matches so far for the year.
Oh, boy.
And it's 4 months in.
It's beautiful wrestling.
It was beautiful wrestling. WrestleMania, we say this every time. It's a spectacle. I enjoy WrestleMania.
100%.
It's a very difficult show for me to gauge as a critic because I genuinely have fun.
Right.
And we have people over. I mean, we had like 20 people here.
Yeah.
We got White Castle. We got delicious. Catered sandwiches. Everybody's eating. Everybody's drinking. Everybody's having a good time. The one match where everybody lost their minds. Ronda Rousey.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people that do not like wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my wife, she was invested in this.
Yes.
All the ladies that were here that were forced to watch it.
Right.
Because they were with, you know, wrestling fans. They all loved it. They loved everything about it. And you know what? It worked. For people that say works. Ronda Rousey's not going to work, this was it. This was the same phenomenon that happened in the UFC with her.
Yes.
And I know people really want to shit on her. They really want her to fail.
They do. And
I don't get why you would want her to fail because it's better for everybody because she's... She works for me for a very different reason than she works for other people.
Sure.
I think for a lot of people, she was surprisingly good, but okay. I expected her to be that good because she's been practicing this one match for months.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a dance routine at that point.
Sure.
We're going to see how well she does in other situations when she's facing, I don't know, Nia Jax.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Or Asuka.
I think you put her in there with an upper level person, she'll always do well. But, like, give me a match with Dana Brooke and let's see. You know what I mean?
That happened already.
That happened.
And it kind of happened. So, I agree with you especially because she brings eyes to the product. And
yeah.
She's a draw. And you know what? Like I said, I've been leading up to WrestleMania every week. I've said that it was going to either be amazing or it was going to be a complete catastrophe.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm glad it was amazing. It stole the show.
Yeah.
It was a big...
Best match.
Best match
on the show.
If you think about the guys involved in the match, and Stephanie and Ronda Rousey, they put on...
Smoke and mirrors, but it worked.
They put on a classic Attitude Era style match.
Yeah.
You know? Dude. Big spots. Selling.
Triple H and her were going at it.
So good.
I love that she now broke the mold for intergender matches. Like, she's the one. She's like the China of this era. A much better China. Dave Meltzer's ratings came out.
Let's hear it, Dave.
I lost it. I had it here. Now I don't have it.
How did this WrestleMania do on the baloney scale?
4.5 balonies.
Ooh,
spicy. Yeah, 4.5 balonies. God, where the fuck is it? Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Miz, 3.5.
All right,
I would have given it 4. I enjoyed it a little bit more.
I would have given it 4.
Okay, Charlotte, Asuka, 4. Definitely deserved.
Solid,
4.
Awesome.
Bobby Roode, Randy Orton.
Charlotte, best entrance of the night. By the way.
Beautiful entrance. Yeah. Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, Rusev, Jinder Mahal. You give it to 2.75.
Yeah,
2.75.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon.
17.
17 stars. Give me.
I'll go. If I'm putting myself in Dave with Dave's eyes,
yeah.
I'll say 3.75.
4.25.
Ooh.
4.25. Usos, New Day, Bludgeon Brothers.
2.
2. Yep. Yeah. Right on hit the nail. Undertaker, John Cena.
3.2.
Okay. I feel. Like, I watched a very different match here.
Let's talk about it.
So, this was not too late in the card.
Very well done, by the way.
Okay. I really enjoyed this match.
Yes.
I thought the smoke and mirrors for this match worked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Undertaker was moving much better than last year.
He's looking good, yeah.
He was looking good. I enjoyed it.
Got that new hip.
That tweet blew up,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I really enjoyed the match, and I thought it was a fine match for what it was.
Yeah.
People hated it. Dave hated this match, gave it 1.25.
Wow.
He hated this.
Oh, I hate you, Undertaker.
Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
4.
3.5.
Okay.
I get what they tried to do with taking Daniel out early. Yeah. I think it killed it for the crowd when it was just Shane McMahon, you know, doing jib jabs. Nia, Alexa, what do you give?
2.5.
2.75? AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, what do you give?
I'm going to give them a 4.
I'm going to give it a 3.25. I thought this match was terrible.
Okay.
Dave gave it 3.75.
I watched it again.
You thought it was better the second time?
Second time around, I was like, I watched it twice.
Yeah.
Three times, I'm sorry. I watched it.
Here.
I may have been home at that point. I think that was the match that came on when I got home. And then... I watched it, and I was like, all right. And then I watched it the next day, and I paid attention to it. And I was like, you know, knowing that the heel turn was coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Very solid match.
For what? You knew the heel turn was coming.
After watching it, and I'm like, this match totally set up that heel turn, and that's the way it was presented. And I think they told a really good story with it.
Yeah.
You know? I also feel like the reason why they didn't go all out is because that's the feud now.
That is the feud now, yeah.
And
it made sense. In hindsight, it makes sense how they did it. I just thought that the match should have been better. Like, I've seen what they've done.
Right.
And you needed a match to kind of steal the show at this point. You needed, like, a mechanics, you know.
To get the crowd again.
to get him again. And they didn't deliver that. Unfortunately, I don't think they delivered it. I don't think it was a terrible match. It was a match. Braun Strowman and Nicholas versus Shane and Cesaro, one star.
Oh, boy.
Nicholas.
That was great, man.
You know, he loved it. People were really upset
people
over it.
People get so... I don't fucking understand.
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. You're watching a live-action cartoon.
On every single form of social media, forums, Reddit, Twitter, MySpace.
Friendster.
Everybody who's just like, Braun Strowman just killed the business. Why? Why a kid? Yo, the dude's 20 feet tall.
It's WrestleMania,
dude. He lifts ambulances, and that's cool.
And that's fine, yeah.
But he can't do a very wrestling Hulk Hogan style thing.
They're making him into Hogan.
And be like, all right, me and you, brother kid. Yeah. Let's win these tag titles.
Yeah.
That kid is also...
You are absolutely right how they're trying to make him into Hogan.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely right.
I like being right.
Roman, and then we got Roman versus Brock. So...
It's a good match.
Three stars. I'm gonna tell you guys something.
Yeah, tell me something.
God, was I right about this card, huh? How good is my source?
Sure.
So, I was told two things.
Mm-hmm.
I was told... we would be pleased with the finish of this match, and I was told that we would get a turn. I thought it would be Paul Heyman turning, and that would be the moment.
Okay.
This was me breaking it down, right? We were talking about this. But the turn was right. It was Nakamura was the turn.
Great turn.
Great turn. And this is when you can't ever win with the fan environment that we exist in, okay? And I'm going to break this down. People, you had Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, if you took a poll a week ago or a month ago or 6 months ago, everybody would have said Roman Reigns is winning the title at WrestleMania.
Right.
It would have been nearly unanimous. I'm sure you'll have a couple people be like, well, actually, maybe they'll swerve us. No, everybody saw Roman winning this.
Right.
Brock killed him.
Yeah. Crimson Roman.
The Crimson Roman. So this was changed.
Last minute, right.
Not as last minute as we think, but the ref was told in the ring, according... By the way, I haven't heard this. I never heard that. I know that it was changed very last minute. Yeah, yeah. The ref was let... They let the ref know very close to the end.
Yeah.
It took like 500 F5s to kill Roman.
Right.
There were a couple issues with me in this match. Not the outcome. I don't have a problem with Brock Lesnar winning.
Right.
Which we'll get into. Because I think you and I are both very similar in the way that we think about this.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was the blood spot was done at a really weird point. It was at the end of the match.
Yeah.
They gave it like no time.
I don't think it was supposed to be that bad either. He was dripping blood, man.
I have a big problem with that. Like, the give me a freaking elbow and bust me open.
Yeah.
So I bleed because, God forbid, I cut myself in a way more humane way, and that's considered barbaric.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what would you... If you gave me the choice, and you said, Andrew, listen, you got two choices right now. Mm-hmm. You're going to take this fucking thing and cut your goddamn forehead up, and then you're going to bleed everywhere. Or I'm going to hit you pretty hard.
Yeah.
And bust your forehead open. Yeah. What would I pick? Give me the blade. Let me cut myself if I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And we'll just call it a day. That's weird. They got this new philosophy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I know why they're doing this. Mm-hmm. I know why they did this here. I have my theory.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about when we get to Saudi Arabia.
I do think Roman bladed
and the Illuminati.
Yes. I think Roman bladed. I think it was just
no. It was a hard shot.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he bladed because he can hide that shit in his gloves. I feel like that's the thing. And I do remember Roman kind of being like, oh no.
I don't know. I gotta look back. I haven't looked back at
like
it.
Like there was one Hogan pay per view where he did that. He looked at the. I forgot what it was. It may have been WCW. But, like, he took a stiff shot.
He took a pair of shears like this.
Right,
and just
right in the camera was like, ugh, and then, like, he bladed. I forgot what it was. I remember watching my buddy.
Because, you know, when you bleed, it's a perfect line when you get hurt. People were really upset at this.
Yeah.
And it comes down to two things. One, people will never be happy no matter what happens at the end.
Correct.
Right? And I've heard the complaints. One, people don't like Brock Lesnar anymore. They hate him.
Right.
Why do they hate him?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I think it's the part-time stigma.
Which I don't get.
I think it's also that, like, I'm personally, I'm over it. I'm over Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. That's a valid reason.
Yeah.
You could say, you know what? But you're over him because, is it overexposure at this point?
And I'm just like.
Too much dominance?
It's the same.
The same match.
It's the same fine. Promo.
Valid.
And same thing.
Valid
every
argument.
Time.
Valid, yeah. Valid, rational reason.
Needs freshening up.
People, here's what I don't get. The people that yell and scream, they go, fuck Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. He's a part-timer. You're not. These guys go out there and work their asses off every single day.
Yeah.
And the Brock Lesnar shows up and he has the title and he's Vince's guy. Mm-hmm. They're getting worked
right.
by the internet and by themselves. Their man, Brock Lesnar hates wrestling and he hates the business.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar doesn't do things he dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't want to do this, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Also, that guy, again, that guy's a draw.
That guy.
A draw.
And number, let me tell you why he's number. And I got into it with people on Twitter. And yeah. I'm like, he is the guy because he is a phenomenon.
Right.
He comes once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
The guy is intimidating as hell to look at. He looks like a real champion.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more of your champion, Brock Lesnar or Finn Balor?
If you
could
look,
put them side by side.
Right. Like, Brock Lesnar looks like, he legitimately looks like he beats people up for
yeah,
a living.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Because he does.
And that is why he's in the position he's in.
Right.
Brock Lesnar, the whole part-time thing, I don't get. I'm totally fine with part-timers if they improve numbers. And you know what? Brock Lesnar sells out house shows. Numbers go up.
Yep.
Merch goes up. Viewership goes up steadily.
Yeah.
I mean, for an overall, we're generalizing here.
Guy's a draw.
The guy is a draw for the company. They're not stupid. They're not going to invest. And he's such a draw where they gave him more money and they gave him a new contract.
And he's had a headlining match at the last three WrestleManias.
He headlines everything.
Right?
So he is a, you got to build them.
Mm-hmm.
To create the next person.
Right.
Right? We already know he's vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he had a... I mean, when they beat him, they beat him the right way.
Right.
Goldberg beat him, but it was a fluke.
Right.
And it was... Everybody knew it was a fluke. Goldberg... Brock maybe didn't take him serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did the whole story with this. Roman Reigns did not win. It is exactly what people were yelling and screaming about.
Right.
They did not want Roman to win. And then they still complained at the end of the day.
Right.
Guys, you can't. This is why they don't take wrestling fans serious.
Right.
This is why they say when you yell and you scream how they don't listen to you. This is a great example why.
Yeah.
They listen to you. This was them listening to you. Mm-hmm. Was the execution the right way to execute it? Maybe not. You know what? That year that everybody was shitting on Roman, what did they do? Seth Rollins came and won the title.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he face last year? Goldberg, okay?
Yeah.
He beat Goldberg for the title. So he built this up for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's complaining that, Roman Reigns in another main event, he's going to win the title. This is they're shoving Roman down our throats.
Right, yeah.
He didn't win the title. Now, he's going to win it in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly. I think that's the big MacGuffin to this, is that they have the biggest, a huge show in Saudi Arabia. And
that it is paid. You know how much money the Saudis are paying for this?
I imagine everybody's going home very happy.
do I get in trouble or not?
That little thing over here.
Okay. Let me think about it if I want to get in trouble. So it is to the point that they are trying to book the card.
Right.
Not that, like, they're telling them, like, we want to see, and they're booking it. Like,
we want Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, they're booking it like they're booking it like weird fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they would, like, if they could have it their way, it would be Randy Orton, because they love Randy Orton there.
Yeah,
in every match, they want every big name ever. They want The Rock. They want this. They're throwing money for everybody. This is why we're getting that show. You're getting Chris Jericho. They're paying for
Chris Jericho versus Undertaker
in a casket match.
I love it.
This is what every Instagram comment on the WWE's Instagram page
yeah,
is
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
give me Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, casket,
okay, okay,
hellfire.
I think the reason.
And then they asked them to show vaginas.
I think the reason. Show me butt.
Yeah,
I
show
think,
me butt.
I think the reason they're putting Brock and Roman in a cage is a very old school reason. I feel like because of that crowd and, like, again, listen, we can be smart. We can be snarky fans who think we know what the business is. But the best part about pro wrestling is the fans that think it's real.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you go to an international market, oh, boy.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They think
yeah, but
it's real.
It's very much real to them over there.
So Brock in a cage with Roman makes more sense because it's like, all right, you know what? Just in case something happens, there's a cage between the fans and them, you know?
I think that show's going to be really weird.
Are we going to watch it? Can we watch it here?
It's a Friday afternoon, right?
12 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Yeah, you want to do that? Instead of doing the show on a Tuesday.
Let's do that Friday.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch it.
Yeah.
And then we'll do another show.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll get pissed drunk.
Yeah, let's do it. It just fascinates. So when I say, you know, listen, man, we all love wrestling. Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about wrestling. I love talking about it. It's something that I genuinely enjoy. But when you every single time there's a show, people complain. Like, people, there were people legitimately that did not like NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are these people?
They're trolls.
Who are these people?
We should do a bit of Seinfeld on wrestling. That's pretty good.
Seinfeld on wrestling?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Just Chris Jericho in a casket match.
Ah, Jerry! Jerry, it's a casket match! it bothers me when, listen, I could get people complaining, I could get that, but when you complain just to complain because you were not happy, why are you watching at that point? Why? What do you want?
It makes you
want
to choke.
Tell me what you want. And but you know, we do that every now and then.
We do
right?
choke people, yeah.
We do choke people. But we'll ask, What was it that you did not like about it?
And nobody's
and
a
nobody,
straight answer.
Nobody could give a straight answer.
It's like, well, it was like this. And then honestly, at least two out of 10 people will be like, I don't know. I read a synopsis online. So you didn't effing watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't watch it.
I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, shut up. Shut the F up.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's interesting. Like, I'm like, okay, dude, you did that to somebody. And he's like, don't question me. I remember he got really pissed. He said something like, this and this sucks. And you said, well, why?
Yeah.
Why do you think it sucks? And he told you that he's been a wrestling fan for 13 years
like
and blah, blah, blah.
A troll.
And you said, okay, well, tell me why you didn't like it. And he goes, I don't have to explain myself to you.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Then don't ask me why I liked it.
Yeah. Don't ask me why I liked it.
Because you're asking me to explain myself. Listen, I love professional wrestling on TV. I like to watch it. I don't get super involved. I love doing the show. I enjoy wrestling. I wish we could spread our love of wrestling to everybody.
Yeah.
And listen, if you guys are new to the show, thank you for tuning in. If you're old fuddy-duddies who've been with us for a while, thank you very much. But I think, again, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter, no.
Unless you're in the business, it doesn't matter.
Then it matters to you.
You know? Yeah, like...
You should be the one upset if there's a moment. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in the business...
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I think there's different philosophies here. Like, there are people like us that watch wrestling.
Sure.
But we are now becoming the minority in wrestling. I think what's happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not getting political, but we live in a very hot climate right now, politically. And I think this jumping the gun and criticizing on the political scale, like,
yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
a like has a poli-sci major now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It is now seeped into everyday living
mm-hmm.
where everything is critical. Everything is overanalyzed,
oh, yeah.
and everybody has to pick a side. Like, I get it on my tech shows. Like, this was stuff that I never got before.
24-hour news cycle.
Now, I get that with, like, my tech podcast where people are like, Andrew's an idiot. How could it? Fuck Andrew. He likes this. I don't like that. This is why he's wrong. I'm like, dude, it's just a fucking phone. It's, this is serious.
I know.
It's seeped into this
I know.
culture now online over the last 2 years. This is what's happened. Guys, take it easy. Enjoy what you enjoy. If you don't like it, don't fucking watch it.
I remember when I was watching, I think it was a couple of years ago, And somebody was like, you were wearing a cutoff t-shirt, the sleeveless t-shirt.
Oh, dude lost
and
his shit.
And some
yeah.
jerk off was like, I can't listen to this guy anymore. He's got no sleeves.
Yeah. He thought it was an insult. You know what I would get also, which was weird?
He's
though,
got
like,
no sleeves.
Like, this was the best one I would get. He goes, how could I take a guy serious that uses hair product?
Yeah, it's
that's
weird.
Another one.
Weird.
How do I take a guy serious that doesn't?
Ooh.
I want to ask him. I'm like, dude, you got a big bush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask him that.
Yeah.
Huge bush.
Huge bush. I guess we're cursing on this episode.
We are cursing.
Anyway.
It's through the window.
No, I mean, it's a valid, I feel yeah. like that's a valid rant that you can go on sometimes.
Sure, listen,
like,
man, I get it.
Listen, you do if you're at a live show, you can do what you want with your money. It's your money. You can boo, you can scream, you can blah, 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 you know? But I also think that, like, I was just very confused by the, I don't know. It's a different, I think just this is a sign of us getting older, where, like,
I'm 22 years
if
old.
I dropped $2,000 on WrestleMania tickets.
I better fucking enjoy it. Yeah.
Right. Like, no.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I want to go to enjoy it. I don't want to go to boo.
Right.
Yeah.
I think people do that. Like, I think there's like that disconnect of mentality with everything now. Any form of entertainment. And like you said, it's that 24-hour news cycle where everybody's a pundit, everybody's an analyst, mm-hmm. everybody's a critic, everybody blows smoke directly into their own ass. Directly into their own ass. And when you take that mentality and apply it to wrestling or entertainment,
yeah.
it's poisonous, you know, where like it just to me, it feels like the climate with anything entertainment is, especially if you're into like, and we have to be into like social media.
Yeah.
It's, hey, let's fucking rag on everything. And not only that, but we're going to rag on the people we interact with on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we're going to rag on the people themselves, the pro wrestlers and this and that. If you click on any pro wrestler
social
media.
Oh, it's terrible. Who are these people?
The remarks are just like, yo, that's crazy, man. You would never say that to somebody. And like, I think that's the thing too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you have the shield of like, you're not going to say these things to this person in real life. Like, you're not going to go up to Cody Rhodes and be like, hey, man, like, you suck, and, like, the only thing good about you is your dad.
That was exactly what I was thinking of, too.
Nobody's yeah. ever going to say that yeah. to anybody. Like, nobody's going to go up to Roman Reigns and be like, yo, Roman, I think you're booked terribly. Why are you
and
shoved
you
down
suck.
Our throat?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what he's going to do? He's going to do this, which means, look at all the money I'm making.
Yeah.
And then the end of that
it's
is
just
this.
Utter MGK. It's filth. You know? This is what the, yeah. this is what the world we live in. But who are these people? Who thinks like that? Who thinks, you know what, I'm on Twitter right now, I'm going to go to Cody Rhodes and say, hey, man, you suck. What kind of loser are you in life? Really, like, what kind of, where are you in life? What do you do?
I'm 13, I ain't got no responsibility.
No, man, not 13,
I'm junior
dude.
High, baby.
Yeah. They're not 13.
But everybody gets shit, man. Like, artists get shit. Artists get so, like, I'm a huge comic book fan. I follow a lot of dudes I like on Twitter and Facebook and all that. Yeah. And then, like, yo, art, like, comic book artists, like, when I was a kid, we were, like, regarded as, like, oh, higher than high, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm looking at all this stuff now and, like, the modern day of, like, just, like, where society's going. And these poor guys are getting, like, shit on by fans who are, it's essentially the same thing. I really don't get it. I want an answer.
Why do you think this way?
Oh, yeah. Like,
what
also,
makes you think you could go and just be like, hey, dude, you suck. You suck. You suck. You're the worst. You suck.
Can we get a troll? Can we get a troll?
A wrestling troll on the air. Yeah.
Like, can we interview a wrestling troll? Who is the biggest wrestling troll? Can we get them on the air? Can we talk to them and say, hey, man, why you do that?
Yeah. No. I really want to know the logic here. I want to know the mentality behind. Okay, so this is what you're saying, but why? Why? What happened to you? What do you do for a living? First of all, I want to say, what do you do for a living?
Uh huh.
Okay, I don't want to take away from any work, because if you're working, whatever, life is hard,
sure.
dude. Everybody should do whatever they're doing. But I want to know what you do for a living. Do you have a family? Do you have a mom? Do you have a dad? What kind of family did you come from? Uh-huh. Like, I really want to know the philosophy behind why they do what they do and how they react to things.
Like, the troll mentality.
Yeah, because here's the thing, right? Like, I know people, especially, like, you know, we live in a blue-collar neighborhood.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Upper middle class, but it's still very blue-collared.
Yeah.
And every now and then, like, I ran into, and this is the best story ever, right?
Ever?
this is best, one of the most bizarre things that happened. I was at press, and I'm leaving, and I'm going into the bathroom, right?
All
right. And I wear Pumas. I wear, like, you know, like the old school Pumas.
I remember this story.
Right? I wear, yeah, you remember?
Tell me the story. Yeah.
And a guy comes up to me. A guy comes up to me, and he goes, "What are you, a faggot? Wearing Pumas?"
Random guy.
Yeah. But, like, he's exactly what you think of him. He looks like Joe Gorga from Housewives of New York.
I don't watch
Housewives. You don't watch it. Okay, he's like...
Sorry.
What is this? What kind of salami do we got here?
Does he look like Joey Buttafuoco?
He looks like Joe... Exactly, yeah. Okay, Joey Buttafuoco, sure, exactly. Sure. And I look at him, and I was drunk, and I go, "What the fuck's your problem with Pumas, dude?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Bro, I used to rock them in the 80s. I'm just fucking with you." He doesn't know me.
It's weird.
Right? Like, this is... Who is that guy? Like, you look at him, you're like, okay, I get it, right?
Sure.
I get you, Joey Buttafuoco.
Yeah, yeah.
You're very, you know, on the IQ scale, you're a primate.
A primate?
Primate. I'm choking on my coffee.
You're really primate. Riled up right now.
Oh, my hot takes all day today. Hot takes. So, I get that. But you look at some of these guys, right? Like, I'll give you an example. There was a guy... The best. He was going on during WrestleMania. He was like going on people's, like, whatever people commenting, and he's like, "Yeah, that guy's so gay. This guy's gay. This guy sucks. You suck. WrestleMania sucks." And then you look at it, and he's talking about equality for women.
Yes.
On like the other hand of the subject, he's talking about women's equality and the women's movement and the pay gap, all this stuff. And you look at his profile, and he looks.
Like a monster?
He doesn't look like a monster. He just looks like a twerpy kid.
Okay.
He looks like he looks like Deacon.
And I know you don't like
he looks
twerps.
Like he looks like a Deacon. You know what I mean? Like, Deacon's not a twerp, actually. Deacon's out of his mind. He looks semi-normal. He
okay.
looks like a normal
sure.
average guy.
But then
he doesn't look like Joey Buttafuoco.
But then.
But I want to know why he gets. Yeah. Why is that his thought process? To go online on a Sunday night and just say, "This sucks and that sucks.
Oh, I hate you, Roman Reigns."
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd love to meet a troll.
Yeah.
Like, in real life.
Someone said JD from New York, okay? I've met JD in real life. I called a show with him.
Okay.
Honestly, one of the nicest guys I've ever worked with.
Okay.
Like, really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is his content for me? Maybe not.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't listen to his stuff regularly to know
sure.
what exactly he says. I met him. I thought he was a nice guy. Very different than what, you know,
yeah, yeah.
what I saw, what you see online with him. So I can't comment on, you know, you meet someone. I could only go based on when I meet someone and what my opinion of them is then.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I can't go based on his personality on a show. You know what? I don't know if it's a shtick. I don't
right.
know if he hates everything. I don't know if he... I don't know.
But it's also... It's
he didn't
also,
come off like that to me.
It's also one of those things where, like, people expect you to, like, do your research, I guess, which is really bizarre to me. And I think we're very much... I don't know why we're getting on this. We'll stop after this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
like, I feel like... this is from the heart, people. I think... there's an inflated sense of self-entitlement when it comes to a lot of stuff where it's like a very introverted form of gangster rap almost.
Okay.
Where the culture now is so focused on me, me, me. You know, I got to do me. You got to do you. I'm living my best life. I got to do this. I got to do that. Me, me, me.
Yeah.
Like all the arrows, you know, like people need the attention. People need... you know, people need
sure.
an audience. Also coming from a guy who does a podcast every week, you know, whatever. But like,
listen, we joke. We're never mean.
No.
Like, dude, I put a picture up mm-hmm. of AOP.
Sure.
And I put a picture of the Headhunters.
Right.
And I say, "Here comes AOP."
Yeah.
I wasn't being mean.
No.
I mean, that's a exaggeration.
Right.
I'm not saying F these guys. They're getting shoved down our throats. Go, I hate them. You know, like
yeah.
you. It's one thing to make a joke. It's one thing to be genuinely upset. There are
right,
people
right.
that are genuinely upset.
I'm triggered. I'm upset with this, but it's also it's irrational. A lot of the stuff is irrational. It's going to implode at some point, you know. Like the this is something I talk with my wife quite often about, and it makes me sound crazy, but it's one of those like we're gearing towards some kind of end of something. This is either it's social media or life? Just like an attitude or something like that. Yeah. Where like
the world,
or like you know, like all that shit you put online. I think this is my theory. This does not represent the views of Mad Men Podcast, but I feel like all that shit, even like the stuff that's like the trolling, your Facebook profiles, anything you like is getting stripped apart and observed by some kind of algorithm.
Sure. They know everything about you.
Which will eventually be used against you at some point, right?
Yeah.
And I think like people kind of lose sight of like the anonymity is one thing, but people also lose sight of the fact that there are other people out there.
I want to get rid of anonymity.
You know, do you want? That's why you used to do a Big Brother show.
I used to do a Big Brother show. Yeah. No, but I feel this way, but I'm a public person.
Are you gonna strangle us?
Yeah. Speaking from my I left my charger in the other room. So. I have a very different outlook on social media because I'm a public person. Everything that I only say and do things that I want publicly out there.
Right. Right.
I don't go into people's DMs. And, you know,
what about that Roman Reigns?
I don't ask, you know, I don't go up to chicks and ask them for pictures. So like for me, I don't care. I you know, my life is public. And I only post stuff that's out there. Like I got a guy to message me. He's like, it was a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I sent you a friend request on Facebook. And I'm a listener of your, you know, of What the Tech. And I go, dude, I actually limit my Facebook to people that I know or people that I, you know, regularly engage with because I post my, you know, my kids stuff on there.
Right.
And he's like, fuck you. I'm a patron. I fund your Patreon. You're not gonna add me on Facebook? Fine. I'm canceling my Patreon. Some shit like that. He went off. Like he went on. I go, now I was right in this decision making of not adding you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you just proved my point. And I wrote, you just proved my point. This is why I keep my stuff a little private.
Right.
Like that's the private aspect of my life. But you know what? If I didn't want to post something, I know whatever I'm doing online is going in some algorithm and being stored.
It's also like it's a dance monkey dance mentality with like especially like you've been doing this for years, so people want all of the Andrew for some reason. Like a lot of like oh, what about tell me what to do? What about this? What about that? It's very interesting. I think that's fascinating. But it's also like you know, again with entertainment, pro wrestling. And pro wrestling is the best example because there's no repeats, there's no reruns. It's very popular right now. Everybody's accessible on social media. But again, it's the dance monkey dance mentality of like, I'll give you a good example. And this is how I'm going to circle back to talking about wrestling. You ready? Yeah. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I keep wanting to call it the big event in Saudi Arabia.
At the big event. What is it called? The greatest Royal Rumble.
At the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. The initial one of the matches on the card was Rusev versus Undertaker.
Yeah.
And Rusev's been trolling everybody
for months
about how he's leaving, how he's getting buried. Yeah. He tweeted out, bury me softly, brother, which I thought was hysterical.
And he called the Undertaker his old ass, something about his old ass.
And then, like, you know, Lana's chiming in and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, he's being a pro wrestler. But then when they announced that the match was switched to Jericho, people are like, yo, man, what about Rusev Day? Is he leaving? What's happening? Yo, man, it's wrestling. It's a work. Watch it. Like, it's great. It's great. That's the best part about wrestling is that it's there, and when you watch it, you're entertained by it. You don't have to analyze it, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Would you consider ourselves like an analytical podcast or an anecdotal podcast?
I don't know, a little of everything.
With references to wrestling.
I mean, we do wrestling history. We do comment. I consider myself a commentator about pro wrestling.
Sure.
I mean, I sit here and we talk about pro wrestling. We talk about what we like. We sometimes talk about what we don't like.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
What didn't you like about WrestleMania?
It was too long.
Okay.
It was way too long. I mean, that's the...
Give me three things you didn't like about it. The whole weekend.
Oh, the whole weekend?
Yeah.
See, it's hard for me to say that, right? I can tell you what I like, but that shows my thought process.
Right.
Right? Like, I like things that I like. I didn't like that it was really, really long. Mm-hmm. The Nakamura match I wasn't crazy about.
It's two?
We could have used Hulk Hogan.
Three.
Yeah.
No Hogan.
No.
It's a big one. No Hogan is a big
one. No Hogan was a big one. I was hoping that we would get Hogan. By the way, I was right on the John Cena thing, sitting there and drinking.
God.
Didn't I say that?
That was hysterical.
I said John Cena's going to sit there and drink.
Yeah. That was hysterical. I thought that was good. That whole thing was good. When the ref was like, hey, I'm going to take it back there. And then he like took off.
He's like, what do you mean he's not here?
That was great. The lightning hitting the coat was awesome.
Yeah.
I really, listen, there's like so much stuff to like about the WrestleMania weekend. Raw, I feel.
The main event, they gave everything at 10 o'clock. Okay, so why did he team up with them?
Because he's going to be in the Intercontinental title picture.
Is that what they're doing?
I think now it's Bray and Matt Hardy. The rumor, which I like this rumor and I want it to happen, is that Bray's going to turn on Matt Hardy whilst bringing up Sanity.
Oh, he's going to take over Sanity?
Yeah, he's going to be there. Like, because they look like dirt men.
Yeah, they do look
There's
like dirt men.
There's a great dirt man.
Yeah, but it would be cool. But he's a spooky guy. He's not a dirt guy. He's not a trash baby.
I think he's going to turn them into spooky guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Eric Young is a spooky dude.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think he's going to turn into Brother Nero and join them. See, and that's how you do that Sanity thing when they come up.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think they'll do that. I think he'll, or they're going to split him up.
Okay.
Brand split next week.
Yeah.
The brand extension. What do they call it now? No. The brand.
Superstar shakeup.
It's a super. It's not a draft. Get that from the window. It's a shakeup.
I lost my train of thought. I think Jeff Hardy's definitely going to be in the Intercontinental title picture now. And that's why, you know, like, because that was that main event. That was like, you know, Miz. Yeah. The Miz.
I thought SmackDown was better.
Yes.
I thought SmackDown was a better show.
What an ending. Nakamura. With the attack on Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Setting up.
Well, you set up so much.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a fine match that they had.
And also the turn of character where, like, listen, Vince knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, well, now you say no speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's great. That's a great little promo there where he's just being a dick.
I love people complaining about that.
Why?
That he's perpetuating negative Asian stigmas.
Okay. Great.
People, I mean, you can't be a bad guy.
You can't escape it. Yeah.
You can't. So, you know what? All these people, and I wanted to touch on this. All these people that are upset over everything that happens in wrestling, right? You know, they're pro women's movement and they're anti Enzo Amore, and they were very upset that he said no speak English, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Are they watching the greatest Rumble ever?
Yeah.
I guarantee they are.
Absolutely.
You know what? Maybe you should say, you know what? That's really fucked up. You're in Saudi Arabia, one of the worst human rights countries for women's rights.
Right.
They just started letting women drive. They still have to cover up head to toe, and you're not allowing the women to wrestle.
Right.
And you are talking about a women's movement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe why not start complaining about that? You made that whole big fuss about Mae Young. Mula. You made that whole big thing about Mula.
And that went away.
And now you changed it. So where are you now? Are you going to protest this show? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You pick your goddamn battles, and you pick it to fit your narrative. I want all these people to sit there and be like, you know what? No, I'm not watching this show.
Occupy Wrestling, bro.
I'm not going to watch this show. And I saw somebody wrote that. Somebody wrote that. They're like, you know what? I find you guys really hypocritical.
Okay.
If you are for the women's movement, all these things, and you're anti this, and you're bringing up all these situations in the past, why are you not saying anything about, you know, the women not being allowed on the show? And somebody wrote, well, it's a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that there's a culture of this here. So you're able to fight this culture, but you're not going to tell them.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
You pick the easy battles.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. I just wanted to bring that up. By the way, I'm watching it. You know what?
I watch
wrestling for wrestling. I don't give a fuck anymore.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Gonna be the
I don't care about anything.
Yo, it is going to be the greatest Rumble of all time.
I think who do you think is winning? Who do you think is winning?
Roman Reigns is going to win
everything. He's not in it.
That's what the Saudis are paying for.
Just Roman Reigns?
They're like, we want Mr. McMahon. We want Roman to win everything.
That's what they're going to do.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's it. Who's winning the Rusev?
And do they get a title shot?
No. No title. AJ Styles is going to win.
Is he in it? I don't think so. He is?
I think he was announced for it, yeah.
He's not defending the title, though?
I don't know.
50 guys.
Orton.
Orton wins. They love Orton in that region.
Who? John Cena.
Yeah. He's Americana. That's why.
John Cena versus Triple H is on the bill. I really like that.
Oh, that's crazy, right?
I enjoy that big time. I feel like that's going to be, it's going to be awesome.
First time since 2003, Jericho and Undertaker are going up against each other. No, 2010. Yeah. I'm sorry, 2010.
This is going to be awesome. This is going to do so much revenue. This is good for everybody involved with this. And also, they're going to do, I think they're going to do wacky shit, man. I think Roman takes the title in Saudi Arabia.
I think so, too.
And I think that, because like the globalness of WWE, like it adds to the legitimacy of what they're trying to do here, right?
Yeah.
They're letting Brock Lesnar negotiate with UFC under his new contract.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the Rousey thing, the constant mentions of IWGP, this and that, I think it's like, listen, we need to be more global. And how cool would it be if your guy wins? What a stat. Right,
I
had to go to Saudi Arabia to win this belt.
I'm waiting for Michael Cole to say, for the first time ever,
oh yeah,
a title has changed hands in Saudi Arabia.
Yep, it's listen, man, it's
that's what it's all for.
It's best for business.
Yeah. On a different note, you know, there were rumors that Vince is again looking at the TNA library,
mm-hmm.
and it's 100% true.
Makes sense.
And the next Hardy's DVD release, uh-huh. the next Hardy's, I guess. Not DVD. What do they call it now?
Blu-ray.
No. Well, I mean, what do you call it? Home video.
Yeah.
I guess, right? Whatever
home
that.
Home video.
It's going to have their TNA storyline in it.
Great.
They are going to have TNA footage in a WWE documentary or video.
Well, listen, at this point, man, they need that stuff because, like, look at your Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode, AJ Styles, the Hardy Boys.
They're going to buy that. Everything prior to this era of Impact, I think they're just going to take it.
Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
EC3.
They're going to license it.
Forget it. Like, they should. And plus, like, Jarrett has everything on a floppy disk. And that's why he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. They're like, we need all
Jarrett doesn't own any of it, right?
He's got it.
You think he owns any of the library?
I think he has to.
I don't think so. I think he got rid of everything.
Yeah, because he's an old school guy. I feel like that's an old school thing to do where it's like, you can buy me out, but you can't have my library.
Oh, I think he and Dixie got everything.
Okay. But that's a smart move. You know, like you can see like beer money versus like the Dudley Boys, you know, like finally. And it would be cool if they put that on the network. You know, you could see like Aces and Eights is a good one.
Yeah, you're going to see all this stuff. I think what they're going to do is they're going to start with this is the test, the Hardys.
Yeah.
And then they'll put out a new Flair DVD. They'll put out a Sting DVD, a Foley. Remember, you're this is a this is like a re-release of all the greatest things that they've done. So you got Foley, you got Sting,
Booker.
You got Flair, you got Hogan, you got Booker, you got the Dudleys,
Kurt Angle,
you got Kurt Angle,
Rob Van Dam,
you got Rob Van Dam,
Christian,
all these guys, and then you got Joe, you got AJ,
yeah,
you know, like this is going to create them a lot of money. In the chat room, we got a question: is the Memphis Library still legal limbo? Yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah, as the last thing that I heard, and that's a huge library, the Memphis stuff. Which I'd love to see.
There's so much stuff on the network.
Yeah,
that
they got
amazing.
Thunder on the network. Who doesn't want to watch WCW Thunder from 1999?
Who
doesn't want to watch Chris Evan Courageous versus Billy Kidman 5,000 times?
I watched the Dudley's documentary the other day. It was awesome. But also, like, I like the fact that like those old ECW shows still keep the cursing in on the network.
They did, and they keep. It's amazing how they do it. Some of them they don't, Some of them they do.
The only thing that I find very crazy is that Benoit, although he is still accessible on the network, he's not mentioned on the matches. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So like, I watch.
I've seen him on Raw.
No. I watch on my PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
So the fast forward option.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Gives you bullet points for every match. So it'll say like X-Pac versus Road Dogg, and then it'll let you go to the finish, right?
Yeah.
For Benoit, there's no his name's not on it.
Yeah, right. Like that WrestleMania says Triple H versus
Shawn Michaels
in a triple threat match.
Right. And then I forgot what I was watching the other day, and then it was Chris Jericho, 2 out of 3 falls, and I was like, oh, he's definitely, this is definitely a Benoit match. Yeah. You know, they leave
just
his
put Stevie Richards in him and you're good. Just replace Stevie Richards and everything. Is that your Stevie Richards?
No. My Jeff Hardy. I don't have a Stevie impression.
He loves conspiracy theories.
I don't think I can do it justice.
Michael loves conspiracy
theories.
Does he? Yeah, loves them.
We got to have him back. I miss that guy.
He's a good dude. he's a good dude. He just posted something about not all as it seems.
All right, cool.
Very ominous.
He's winning the greatest Royal Rumble.
I hope so.
That'd be awesome. 50
guys. What else happened? Let's see. The AJ match was good. I enjoyed it. AJ and Daniel Bryan.
That was great, yeah.
That was a fun match. Who debuted on SmackDown? Oh, Bobby Lashley came back with his weird eyebrows.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about that.
I didn't realize the eyebrow thing until the next day, cuz I remember you tweeting about it and then people were posting pictures of it like left and right.
I couldn't believe it.
So, does he have like alopecia?
I have no idea, but those are tattooed on eyebrows.
Okay.
He did not have eyebrows.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley is back. Do you care?
I don't know. You know, I he's in the era that I kind of fell out of love with wrestling. I would just watch it. That whole Bob. I was really into when ECW came back, right? Okay. I was always into it, like up until then.
Sure.
And then, like around December to Dismember, I got like kind of disenfranchised with wrestling, not because of ECW, but like around that era.
I got dismembered. Yeah.
I didn't really like follow with like the whole SmackDown stuff around that time. I would only watch Raw.
Okay.
And I thought wrestling was a little bit stale.
Sure.
I did not care for the Spirit Squad stuff, that whole DX thing. Like that era, I had like a 2-year span that I really didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then when I started doing the show and the whole CM Punk pipe bomb thing happened, it brought me back.
Yeah.
So that's 2011. I came back. So like I had like a good 2 years, 3 years that I was like watching, but I didn't really care as much.
Yeah.
I would go to like WrestleZone and see what happened, you know?
Right. I think I was in the same boat. They're just like watching on and off.
Yeah. So I never got the Bobby Lashley thing.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I get it.
I get it. I didn't really care.
He's Vince's dream.
He's Vince's dream. Yeah.
Just like a
beautiful chocolate skin.
Beautiful. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah, a beautiful man.
Looked great.
He's a giant baby.
He's a giant baby. I get it, but at the same time, like, I don't, you know? Like, I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything, but Bobby Lashley doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, listen, I'm curious what they do. You never know. They may turn him into something really special.
I think so.
Like, I didn't get Bobby. I got what they were trying to do. I feel like with Bobby Lashley, he suffered that terrible thing where Vince saw him in OVW and said, I got to have him. And they didn't really invest in his character. Now, he's a very different Bobby Lashley from that time.
Oh, yeah.
He was great in TNA. I thought he did an unbelievable job in TNA. And towards the end of his TNA run, he was really a franchise for them.
He's the veteran now.
Yeah. I want to see what they do with him. It's crazy, right? Bobby Lashley, EC3.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle's line about TNA. He heard TNA might be hiring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was good.
And
TNA's so out of great. Business, so that's why they announced they said it.
So good. So good. The Bobby Lashley thing's interesting. I really want them to pair him with Braun Strowman and have them be like kind of like buddy cops.
Oh, I would love that.
Just like a comedy, not so much a comedy team, but almost like an Edge and Christian style team for some reason. I don't know. I really want to see that. I think Braun is going to win that 50-man battle royal.
Maybe.
To be honest.
I'm watching. I'm on WWE's website, and they got a table for three coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Kevin Nash.
Love it.
Shawn Michaels.
Love it.
And AJ Styles.
Amazing.
What a weird group.
Well, Kevin and AJ, I think, go back to TNA.
To TNA.
Right? And then the Shawn Michaels thing is also, like, you know, that dream match.
Could have happened, man. That match should have happened.
How do you feel about Shawn Michaels cutting his hair?
He looks like Vince. He was wearing a shirt.
Uh-huh.
It was weird. He was wearing like the Vince button down, the Vince pants. And I was like, is that Vince? And I'm like, oh my God, it's Shawn Michaels.
You're me now.
Yeah. It's over. He's an old man.
He's the heartbreak man now.
I remember as a kid jumping up and down my couch, and I used to have the Shawn Michaels glasses, the round ones, and I used to do it on a sexy boy dance in my living room. My mother told me to stop doing it.
Stop doing it. You're not sexy.
Yeah. You're not the sexy boy. Stop it.
You doing the did that eventually you probably turned into the Blumini dance.
Yeah. One of those. What else did we miss? Let's see. Who else debuted? Guys.
The iconic duo.
The iconic duo. I thought that was good.
Samoa Joe made his return, which
Samoa
is awesome.
Samoa Joe came back.
That guy's great. Poor Roman. Like, poor Roman just
nobody
got,
cares, man.
Just got pissed on. That was
dude,
great.
That giant like hole in his head. Did you see that? Yeah. He had like a reverse welt.
That was a great great promo,
you know,
by Joe.
I was talking to my boss about, because he watched WrestleMania with his kids, and he goes, you know, he was talking about, like, he was a big Attitude Era guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a couple years old, so he's like 40, yeah. Right? 41. And he was like a big Attitude Era guy, and like DX, he loved DX because he always brings it up. He didn't care for WCW. You learn a lot when you talk about wrestling with someone that really is not like in wrestling now.
Yeah.
But like from the past, like he loved Austin and The Rock and all those guys, right? He's actually good friends with Bubba.
Yes,
Bubba Ray Dudley. And we were talking about it, and it was interesting because he goes, like, the wrestling is great, and to you that matters, but to me, I need storyline.
Okay.
You got to make it interesting to me. And he goes, it's just, there's, he goes, and this was an interesting look at this. He goes, what they've done is that their storylines are so lacking. Now they try to trick you into thinking it's good with really good wrestling.
Okay.
But someone like me doesn't really care as much about the really good wrestling because his number one match was the Ronda Rousey thing. That was all storyline based.
Yeah.
The whole thing was storyline based. But now he goes, they try to trick you with good wrestling. And then you kind of say like, yeah, but the wrestling is great. Like he was talking about NXT. He goes, I have no idea who those people are. But yeah, the wrestling is great, but I don't watch wrestling.
Okay.
It's interesting. I thought it was an interesting look at it because to kind of look at, you know, why it was so successful back then.
Right.
And compared to now, the success of wrestling now, I think the wrestling is 150 times better.
Yes.
Watching Raw is easier now for the athleticism.
Right.
Than it was to see Kurgan and, you know, Kurgan versus, I don't know, one of the...
Your throwaway matches.
The throwaway matches. Yeah. Like, the throwaway matches really mean something now. Yeah. Everything has a storyline now, but nobody sees it. Because it's not, you don't have the Steve Austins and the Rocks.
Right.
Well, that is interesting.
It's a different time.
Yeah. All right.
The call-ups were No Way Jose.
I didn't care for him.
Me neither. I was never
I never got.
AOP, they had a great entrance.
Okay, that was cool. They got rid of
Paul Ellery.
Uncle Paul.
Precious Paul. They were like,
so is he going back and managing someone else?
War Machine.
Another great one.
Yeah. Ember Moon.
I that was cool.
I think she belongs on the do think she belongs on that main roster. And I think that was the disconnect for me because in NXT never really felt it.
Yeah.
But as student when she had that debut on Monday, I was like, this is where she belongs. This is where she belongs.
Yeah.
The iconic duo on SmackDown. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, that was okay. I don't get the other one. I get Peyton Royce.
You don't get Billie Kay?
I don't like Billie Kay.
Why not?
I don't like her face.
And why?
Her face bothers me.
Okay.
Not that she's ugly. It just bothers me.
Okay.
I can't look at her face.
Yeah. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get more call-ups. I think we're going to get some cool stuff going forward. I think the Superstar
Shake-Up
is going to be
great.
Remember,
the Shake-Up. Yeah, but SmackDown, NXT's in the Shake-Up.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you could draft.
Cool.
Is it a Shake-Up or, like, how are they doing it this time?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because, like, you would think it would be GM. Oh, Paige is a new GM.
That was done very well.
Yes. You would think that it would be like they did last time with like the draft picks or whatever, you know, like I want so-and-so or this guy's going to Raw. So where do Sammy and Kevin end up?
He changed his name to Kevin Steen.
Uh-huh.
I think he should do an indie. He should show up at an indie event.
They should do indies.
Yeah.
Go back to indie.
Yeah. I think that's what they should do.
I
think they split them.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think the two big surprises for that are going to be...
NXT.
I want to say Finn Balor going to SmackDown.
Okay.
Big Cass showing up.
Big Cass is ready to come back, yeah.
Yeah, and Dean Ambrose also.
How about Drew McIntyre?
I think Dean Ambrose to SmackDown is going to happen also.
Where's Drew going?
Raw.
AJ goes where?
AJ stays on SmackDown.
And Miz goes to SmackDown.
Yeah.
So Miz goes to SmackDown.
So you have...
They need a heel on SmackDown.
So you have Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, AJ Styles, and Finn Balor on SmackDown. And that's going to be the fans, the wrestling fan show. I think that's going to be the...
Okay, so now who do you leave on... Who's your top on Raw?
Roman.
Joe, Roman.
Yeah. Seth.
Seth.
How great was that entrance?
Oh, WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Who do you have on... Seth, Roman,
Jeff Hardy,
Joe.
Jeff Hardy could easily be in that main event.
No, but give me a Braun,
Elias. I feel like Elias.
I'm saying main event. I'm saying current main eventers.
Okay. Does Bray Wyatt is Bray Wyatt a main eventer in your eye?
No.
Bobby Lashley. My brain's like fried a little.
Yeah, a little
wrestling.
Bit. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. You know, they have such talent. We were talking about this before. I mean, if you do the math, they got like 15. They got this solid 12 main eventers in the WWE right now. Solid 12. That could be the world champion.
EC3 gets called up to SmackDown.
No, EC3 is staying there for a while.
You think so? So
the program is going to be... the program is going to be Ricochet and
Adam Cole.
Velveteen Dream.
Ooh, I love it.
Right now.
Love it.
And then it's going to be... Aleister Black and I don't remember. God. Can't remember who. I don't know where EC3 is going. I don't know where Adam Cole's going.
Okay. It'd be great if Adam Cole gets called up to SmackDown with the North American title.
Yeah, I think that's really funny that they have a North American title now. Such old school, right? Mm-hmm. Not the US title, the North
Very
American title.
I feel like all those dudes are Triple H's favorites.
I have to tell you, I said this last week. There's something beyond special about Adam Cole. He never does.
Best.
If you ever look at it, he doesn't do any high spots.
No.
He doesn't do high risk moves. He doesn't do anything crazy.
Classic wrestling.
I mean, he'll do a couple super kicks.
Mm-hmm.
He does the, why is this slipping? My brain is fried too.
The bicycle kick.
Bicycle kick.
Just this thing?
There's
a lobster claw.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't really do crazy spot, but everything he does is great.
Solid,
and
man.
He's just this. His promos are...
Oh, he's awesome.
Mwah.
Yeah. Great worker.
I told you, way better CM Punk.
I don't
I see it in his promo. I see it in his delivery.
Okay. I also, and this is from a purely fan standpoint, Adam Cole is going to have an amazing run. Until they hire Hangman Page.
Hangman Page is...
He is like... I feel like he's just like... not a bigger and better Adam Cole, but he's like... Like, he looks...
No, I think...
He
think
looks the part.
He's getting... Know? Hangman Page is getting there.
Yeah.
He's really coming into his own.
Huge Hangman Page fan.
Me too. Do you need Kenny Omega now in WWE? In this current climate, should he?
Ooh.
I don't think so. Do you need the Bucks and Kenny?
I don't know if we...
Is there a place?
That's the thing. Like, the roster is very, very saturated.
Amazing. 2 years have gone by, and it's such... Everything has changed in that roster again. Mm-hmm.
The rosters... They've done such a good job in the last couple of years to keep things moving and rotating. Kenny and the Bucks, I think, will definitely... be in WWE at some point.
At some point.
But who knows when. The Bucks don't need it monetarily, but...
None of them need it monetarily. They're all... But it's everybody's dream at the end.
Right, but I think that's... For the cool factor and the cool points... Dude, I wrestled at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I wrestled at SummerSlam. I hung out with Kane. Or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I think now the... I don't know what you do with Kenny, though. How would they do Kenny? Who would he... AJ Styles and Kenny?
Yeah, I mean, like, you'd have to
Daniel Bryan, Kenny, yeah.
Finn Balor, Knock, Roman.
Well, I think Kenny's going to win the title, IWGP, finally, this year.
Yeah.
It's going to happen this year, because they got that U.S. title off of him.
So do you think, did Tanahashi and Okada go at it again or no?
No, I don't know what the current lineup is going to look like for the next card. I haven't really, I'm a little behind on it. Oh, also, Cian Almas, he's coming up.
Okay.
I think SmackDown.
Yeah.
He has to be on SmackDown.
Johnny Gargano?
No, you keep Gargano down there. He's needed.
Yeah.
NXT's looking good again. Remember, we said it was stale at one point, and we said they're going to rebuild it with this new lineup, and they've done a great job. And they're all, if you really look at it, they're not relying on an outside guy. These are all homegrown. Like, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, these are homegrown for them.
I think so.
They were. I mean, they did PWG and stuff, but they didn't have exposure. They weren't in New Japan or anything. Yeah. Look at their lineup now. These are homegrown talent that they have. EC3 and Ricochet are the only ones, but they're not the main event guys right now.
Well, I would say Adam Cole also. Adam Cole had a
Adam Cole's also, yeah. And Adam Rick Cole's Reagan. Them.
And Roddy.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a lot of development going.
Yeah.
You know.
A whole lot of development.
A whole lot of development and developmental. Anything else, guys? Do you have any questions? Submit your questions. We'll do, like, 5 more minutes, and then we'll start moseying out of here to go drinking.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here, bro.
I got to bring my laptop because I may have to work.
Let's get out of here, bro.
A little bit.
I got to call. I got to make a phone call to see if I'm coming with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's my question for this week. Is Otis Dozovic from Heavy Machinery dating Mandy Rose, or is he just obsessed with her? He posted pictures of her on his Instagram, calling her his inspiration. I have no idea.
I don't know, man.
So that is the part of wrestling that I don't really follow, is their personal life. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he is. Maybe he's dating Mandy Rose. Maybe he's just a crazy stalker.
I love Mandy Rose, and I am all over Mandy Rose's Instagram.
Have you ever commented on any of the female wrestlers' Instagram?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always like, butts here now, please.
Yes. Well, who are those people?
No. I don't really...
You know
really...
what's the best one? When they're like... Yeah. I want to see your big, you know?
Yeah.
Show me your giant.
Come on.
Show me your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get like a regular mute button.
I have one. I got to install it. I mean, I can do it like this. It's right here.
Okay.
Let's see. Mandy Rose is dating Tito Sabatelli. I have not connected to Tito Tino. Isn't it Tino Sabatelli?
Yeah, Tino.
It's Tito or Tino? It's Tino Sabatelli.
I think that's a beautiful couple.
Yeah, it is a beautiful couple.
They're going to make beautiful Italian babies.
What other questions do you have? Is Mandy Rose Italian?
I think so.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like her. I'm into her.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's Coach Dallas. Coach English, not Coach Dallas. Coach English. Yeah. There's two different coaches. All right. Any more questions, then we're out of here. We're going to give you guys a couple minutes. Guys, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich. We do this each and every week. I kind of like the Saturday morning show.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's relaxed.
Relaxed. No pressure.
We can cuss a little bit.
We can. Yeah. Unwinding.
Yeah. Fuck.
Loosen that belt. I got the kids are out of the house. I got a world title sitting on the floor here.
Yeah, how'd that get there?
I don't know. Some point of the party, I took it out. And
at the end
I paraded it.
When everybody left.
I just held it up.
Did you crawl to the title and you did the boyhood dream?
I did the boyhood dream. The boyhood dream!
Oh, so good.
Yeah. All right. Bone Soldier's returning. Your opinion on that?
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. He's terrible.
I want him to go between Bone Soldier and Captain New Japan.
Was any of the talent, NXT talent, in Charlotte's entrance or No Way Jose's? I didn't. Yeah, I saw that somebody posted a picture of the talent. There were wrestlers. I don't know who they were.
It was Riddick Moss. Tino Sabatelli were two of them.
Oh, were they? Okay. Yeah. All right, that answered it. All right, guys. That's it for this week. I give this 4.5 potatoes, this episode of Mad Men. Next week's, we're going to be rating it on the Dave Meltzer boner scale. So see you next time.
Yeah. Later.